Here in California, the state's Supreme Court will soon announce a ruling on same-sex marriage. A year ago, the court made it legal in California, only to be overruled by voters last fall. Now the justices will decide whether that vote was constitutional. As NPR's Karen Grigsby Bates reports, the court's decision could have an impact on many same-sex couples who've already wed.
Last May, after the California Supreme Court legalized same-sex marriages, there were lots of them, like this one for gay rights activists Robin Tyler and Diane Olson.
I now pronounce you spouses for life in the sight of God, the Jewish community, and all people.
In all, about 18,000 couples married. But that ended last November when voters passed Proposition 8, which overturned gay marriage. Scott Minko remembers being overjoyed about Barack Obama's triumph, but crushed over Prop 8's victory.
It was a really difficult emotional time. I never felt so despondent and of two minds on the night of the election. It was a really tough time with Obama coming in and Prop 8 passing.
Minko and his partner, Bill Delaman, had a July 4th wedding, worrying that California voters might pass Prop 8 in the fall. Now Minko says he's resigned to whatever the justices may do.
I'm steeling myself for the expectation that when the decision comes down, that my marriage, since it already occurred, will stand. And I expect that the Proposition 8, the voters will be upheld.
In essence, that's what many experts are predicting, that the court may allow Prop 8 to stand, but also allow the 18,000 couples to remain legally married, at least as far as California is concerned. Lisa Edwards, a Reform rabbi in Los Angeles, presided over almost four dozen same-sex marriages in the five-month window when they were legally recognized. She found many couples' joy was underlined by urgency.
I wouldn't say they exactly foresaw what was going to happen, but obviously there were so many weddings in that time period, people were worried that Prop 8 would pass and that this would be our only opportunity.
She and her partner, now spouse, Tracy Moore, were among that number. If the court decides to let the existing marriages remain valid, Edwards says she will feel relief and some awkwardness.
I don't look forward to being in a specialized category of this little island of 18,000 whose marriages may be allowed to stand. It's a difficult place to put us in with regard to our friends and peers.
Tracy Moore says Americans' acceptance of same-sex marriage is only a matter of time.
We never thought this was going to happen. As soon as it's happened in America, and today having five states be places where we could be married, is a sea change.
The next step, gay activists say, is not having to ask anyone, other than their intended, who they can marry. It was a point made last fall in a marriage equality video called Permission. An earnest young man goes from door to door across California asking strangers if he can marry his beloved.
Hello, sir. I'd like to ask for Megan's hand in marriage.
All right, son.
Thank you, sir. Hi, ma'am. I've come to ask for Megan's hand in marriage.
Okay.
Thank you.
The tagline reads, "How would you feel if you had to ask 260 million people for the right to marry?" Karen Grigsby Bates, NPR News.
Thank you.